This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Joy 94.9. That was Madonna and Cherish. We have a very special guest in the studio, singer-songwriter Johnny Rollins. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us, what have you done after the show?
Since the show, I have, just been playing music and trying to record music and find some songs and record some singles and stuff like that, and just basically play music and trying to
keep going.
Yeah.
I've heard it's actually quite hard for a lot of people to get off a show and then continue with their music career. What do you think about that?
I'd imagine it could be. There's a lot of people who go on shows like that who that would maybe be the beginning of their music career.
Mm-hmm.
Before the show, I'd done music for about 10 years prior.
Yep.
So it was, the show was new, but the whole music scene and what you need to do after and before was all, you know, I'd been there before.
So you were prepared. So you went on it prepared.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
And not for cameras and stuff, but yeah, for music, I definitely was prepared.
And you were writing a lot of originals beforehand as well?
With my band members, yes, but all my stuff that I've written to date has been since the show. So that side of things is all still very new to me, which is kind of exciting. And it's nice to have a change from playing the drums and kind of being the guy taking a back seat to things. So
yeah.
It's good.
Do you think that the show influenced your musical taste and how you wrote your music?
Well, it took me away from my drums and put me
in the forefront.
Yeah.
That's right.
With nothing but a mic. So that has changed, and it's helped me with that, you know, being present and stuff like that. But I don't know. I kind of, in terms of writing and other stuff like that, I didn't really do that much.
Have you had a lot of confidence building since coming, you know, to go on the show, and then after that, have you had to work on your confidence to be more confident?
To be present on stage, yeah, definitely,
yeah.
Because again, that's all totally foreign. I mean, confidence, I don't think I need to or have had to work on being more confident, but just more so stage presence, and I guess, again, being on the drums, I never had to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
So now when I'm the front man, I've got to think of things to say to people.
Yeah.
So it's usually, if people have come to a couple of shows in a row, it's the same stuff.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, maybe worded differently. So I've got a few pieces of gold that I just try and refer to every time, you know, like whether it's the drummer's birthday again or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. You know? Still trying to be in that present moment.
Yeah.
And you had Kylie as a mentor, so she's one of the show queens. So did she help you a lot with that?
Kylie's extremely confident and, you know, again, very present, and she's good at keeping the vibe going. So I think just watching her, and we did a lot of interviews together and other things like that. So just trying to watch the way that she operated with people and the way she was able to, you know, kind of dodge questions that were maybe inappropriate or something.
Yep.
It was very, very cool. So it was nice to jot a few things down.
Down as she was going.
Watch a professional.
Well, we're going to play one of her tracks, as you probably remember this one. And then we're going to come back with Johnny Rollins. You're on Joy. You're on Joy 94.9. That was Kylie Minogue. Can't Get You Out of My Head. What's it like listening to Kylie?
Good. It was good. Reminiscent.
Yeah, that's it. Have you had a lot of contact since?
No, not really. I kind of, there was a little bit briefly after the show finished, but then, you know, immediately after the show, she was getting ready for a tour and stuff, which went for a long time. So I have no doubt her schedule would be crazy busy.
Oh, crazy. Well, your schedule's even crazier, because ever since you've come off, you've done so many things. This song now, it's called High.
The song was written by John Hume.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from Evermore.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. What's the song about?
I could reference it to coming off the show, or just kind of
going to that next step.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Know, sort of progressing throughout your musical career and things. So people feel when they hear the song. It's going to be bang on.
Up to them. Mm. And what's been the most standout thing in your whole musical career? What is it that you just can't forget about?
I mean, Kylie was pretty cool, but I guess throughout my musical career before the show and stuff like that would definitely be just touring the, you know, touring different parts of the world. Japan mm-hmm. is insane. We've been there a heap of times, so that would probably be right up there.
Is that is that where you're going to go in the future as well? So you're going to your tour?
Definitely. I definitely want to get back there, and it's more acoustic driven, I think, over there with the kind of music that I was playing and stuff like that. So it'd be mm-hmm. cool to go over there with just the acoustic and do another Surf Coast trip and
lovely.
Yeah, play some jams on the beach.
Nice. Mm. Well, speaking of the beach, your film clips are out as well
mm-hmm.
for High, and you apparently jumped off a cliff.
It's been blown way out of proportion.
I know, but you jumped off a cliff.
It's a rock that's a few meters high, and yeah, it's giving me too much credit, I think.
Are you a daredevil? Do you just do this stuff?
No, I'm most.
Is that why it's nothing for you?
No. I think I you know, I like that kind of stuff, and I mm-hmm. think that's quite fun. But yeah, definitely not a daredevil.
Okay, no. All right. So it wasn't that high, but it was high enough because there was. You said there was a rock pool, so you had to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna play this song High.
Awesome.
And where can we check you out, Johnny?
I guess on my socials: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and then you can find the song on Spotify and iTunes.
Perfect.
And yeah, there's a video as well, so you can check
the
that
video
out
of you jumping off the cliff.
It's on there.
All right, we're gonna play it, so you can introduce it for us if you like.
I'm Johnny Rawlins, and this is my debut single, High.
Thank you so much for being here, Johnny.
No worries.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.